Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the Be Wisdom Radio Network and on live stream and on the SOP Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Tonight I want to talk about Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, Be Wisdom Publishing, and Be First Inc. and All Tied Up Productions. It's a culmination of different entities, but we're two people trying to associate with each other. And Be First Inc. and All Tied Up Productions, Tom Ski. And Be First Inc. is marketing with vision, heart, wisdom, and innovation. And All Tied Up Productions is a promotion company. So when Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching and Be Wisdom Publishing are engaged in something. Tom does a lot of the marketing, and Tom is very astute in marketing. But Tom's also the student of marketing, so that makes him very omnipotent because he doesn't think he has it all. He's a student of the student to be the master of marketing. And I also want to talk about Be Wisdom Publishing. And Be Wisdom Publishing is a self-publishing company, but we've had an inexpensive way for you people to enjoy your marketing. But I self-published two books, and both were great experiences, and everybody involved was great. But the difference between Be Wisdom Publishing and the other ones is we're going to promote you on Be Wisdom Radio with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And we're going to also have, we got a coaching arm, a marketing arm, and a promotion arm for your publishing. And we're going to be able to put you in front of about 13 million people instantly. How does that give us a leg up and help us on everything else? It's about you opening out to a different way of experience in life. And that's what this is all about, is experience and having a good experience in publishing your book. And it's also about opening up to let the money flow to you. And it's really something that I've really expanded into here lately, is how to expand into money. And it's not the outer wealth, it's the inner wealth that'll generate the outer wealth. And this is something I've really expanded into. But something I really, really understand now that I never understood before. I now understand that I was too caught up in my human experience rather than relishing my enterprising experiences being a spiritual entrepreneur to expand my life. And that's what Be Wisdom Publishing, Be First Inc., Cowboy Wisdom, and All Tied Up Productions. We're actually expanded on the inner self to expand the outer self. And that is where life is lived, is in the inner self. This is something else that I've really opened up to and really enjoying, is I pay for my wisdom, therefore my wisdom pays me when I'm a teacher of my wisdom, being a master of my journey to experience life my way. How does that open you up when you hear that, an enterprising being? Because when somebody says you want to be aligned, balanced, and all this stuff, what they're really saying to you is, you want to align your visions, emotions, thoughts, and feelings all in one line. And you want to have a forthright focus on that. So you want to have a vivid vision of where you're going and what you desire to manifest in your life. You want to unleash them entrepreneurial energies, which is your thoughts, into the universe. And you want to also free up them enterprising emotions to feel like the emperor or empress of your life. How does that feel, being the emperor or empress of your life? That's expanding manifestations, prospering omnipotently, relishing every revelation you have. And if you're an empress, it's expanding manifestations, prospering every day stunningly as a savant sapient in every facet of your life. But it's about freeing up who you are and where you're going. That's what this is about. People get too latched up in being caught up in everything they're not. See, are we really a human being? Are we just our DNA is actually the God code. It's the Y. Yahweh, and that's YHWH, and that's in the God code, that's God eternal. So how is your God way through life? That's your emotional intelligence taking you through life. How does that open you out to a new paradigm? And as you're going through life and you understand, the human side of you is taught to us by a set of science books. And everything you read, this is something I'm really starting to understand and open out to. Everything you read is a limitation. And here's something else that I've really discovered. I'm going to share this. When you think when something's going on in your life, write down everything you think you know about it. Just write it down. Don't call it. Just do it. And then when you're all done, ask yourself, how is this my limitations? And God, Mrs. Universe, the womb of enterprising energies, my higher self, where is my wisdom to expand through this to live in another paradigm, in my desired paradigm? Life is about letting go of our humanness and everything we've been taught. Doesn't mean it isn't an understanding. It's just that it isn't an absolute. That's the only way things can be done. It opens you out to experience life in a new way. And something that I've noticed in the spiritual world, in the coaching world, and don't take this as an absolute. Open your mind to see if this is happening. You can really see the college education in the spiritual world and the coaching world, because they're trying to coach you inside everything that's inside them college books. And here's the thing. Everything in them college books is a limitation, just like everything else is. It makes us have a false sense of expansion. And that is where we're at right now. We have a false sense of expansion. And yesterday, I really should have done this at the top of the show. I apologize. I want to congratulate the armed forces, the SEAL team, all the intelligence people, President Obama, and everybody involved, from everybody that's ever been involved in evicting Osama bin Laden from this plane, life plane. However, I also want to send my prayers and thoughts to the people in the southeast corner of this United States. They're going through a real life-expanding situation. So my thoughts and prayers from Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, Be Wisdom Publishing, and for Tom Ski at Be First Inc. and All Tied Up Productions and Be Wisdom Publishing, our hearts, minds, and prayers go out to them. And when you choose to engage in your life, how do you engage in it? Do you engage in it by thinking you have to know everything? Every second of every day is a new seed of wisdom. But how do we stay in the old seeds of wisdom so we can have this recession we have going on? All this recession is begging for is innovation. And that's what this is really begging for, is innovation. It's your innovation that it's begging for. And as you open out your innovation, open out your listening prowess, because that's what life was started with, was communication, numbers. It was communication, numbers, and another thing, and I forgot that. But anyway, but communication and numbers. So how is your voice actually communicating numbers? Because the computers do 101010, so everything in life is actually a number in some way, and it equals out. And we live in a world today that we're afraid to expand because we have no book to tell us how to do it. See, before, when this country was a baby and people were leaving the East Coast and going to the West, they had to learn on the way because it was uncharted territory. That's where life is today. We're entering into an innovation, uncharted sea of wisdom because the people of this world encompass the sea of wisdom. You encompass the sea of wisdom. But we've always been taught and talked down to because we didn't always go to college and we didn't always do this and we didn't always do that. But we always had our own wisdom. It's the will to go through life to experience your life. We're so wanting to have everything we want and need that we forget we can have a desire to live in luxury. That's what's really happened in this world. And the more you pay attention to what's going out there on in the world, you see the more the corporate domination in the spiritual world, in the coaching world. It's not that I'm right or wrong here. It's just open your eyes to see if you see it. It doesn't matter because I see it by the way they do things and by the way they act and the way they talk. And they're writing. Whenever somebody writes, you can really see what it is. When somebody tells everybody to do something, they're really unsure of what they're doing and unwilling to let people live their life as they are. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. We engage you in your life to move you forward. You become the Yahweh in your life, and that's the God Eternal's way you choose to live. And something that I've learned, and it really expanded into, in the Aramaic Bible, the word sin is not in there. And in the Aramaic Bible, which is six times removed from the Bible we have today, religion means path. And it's what path do you want to open out? And that's just realizing expansion, loving innovation, galvanizing infinite omnipotence, nurturing your desired life. That's what religion is. It's about realizing expansion and realizing love, our everlasting love, indigenously gaining everything you desire in life. It's about opening out a new way. And how is everything we're taught today really about staying inside what everybody else says and what everybody else does? And that's what I see. The law of attraction this way. The law of attraction is your emotional energies. And when they're magnetized and you're unleashing that megastar magnetism within you, and here's a question that I asked myself the other day, and I really don't know the deal, but the answer or the path, but is the gravity of Earth the ethers of the universe? And when you magnetize the gravity, which pulls everything down, how do you magnetize that, the gravity of Earth, to bring it forth to you? And once you magnetize Earth, the gravity of Earth, and you get up into the galaxies, who knows what happens? But it's about asking yourself questions that you really have to open up to even understand. That's how you move forward. But if we galvanize your megastar magnetism through the gravity and it gets into the ethers of the universe and into the galaxy, it's free-flowing. And yet, it's not... You know, that's just a new way of looking at it. And the more you think about it, the more omnipotent magnetism you have to be put forth, because you really want to magnetize the ethers of the universe with your megastar magnetism to live your desired life. So when you're engaged in your desired life, how do you think you have to expand out of the human side of yourself? And I'm a human. I'm enjoying a human experience. How about enjoying an enterprising experience as a spiritual savant, philosophizing life into your desired life? It isn't the words, and it isn't what we've been taught. Everything we do is about where we desire to go. That's why your eyes are in front and the disposal system's behind you. Look forward, go forward, speak forward. Because what happened yesterday and you hear about yesterday, you're being drugged. Yes, whatever happened 20 seconds ago or even the beginning of the show is a plow holding you back. Once you open up and realize your megastar magnetism goes forward. And once it goes forward, then it goes out and makes a 360-degree circle around the universe every way into you. And then you vertically magnetize the world and it goes straight up. How does that make you feel when you have magnetized the universe all 360 degrees away from your body with everything going out and coming in the same way? It goes out both sides, comes around, and comes in both sides. How does that make you feel? How much energy does that give you? Because we're all energies. We're made up of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. And everything you see is made of a carbon. everything you don't see is hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. And how does it take what you don't see to live in the eternal? You got to have oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. But how is everything on that you can't see really the power of life? Because it's H2O for water, so you drink that. And it's oxygen you breathe to keep you alive. See, we take in oxygen and we give out carbon. So when we take it in, we give out waste. But also, as we're giving out carbon dioxide, we're feeding the trees with what they do, and they exchange carbon dioxide for oxygen. See how there's an affiliation wherever you go? And that's the way your dreams are. There's affiliations you meet to expand your wisdom during the day. And that is where life is really, really lived and expanded into. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. It expands who you are and where you're going. And where do you choose to go in life? That is the thing. And how are you letting your surroundings, where you grew up, you know, where people grow up is actually a prison with roads out of it. People will leave, but you can't wait to get back. And I know this one by heart because I went to Gillette, Wyoming, and I like to go out of town, but I was always in a hurry to get back home to be safe. And I really had nothing to do there, but I liked being out. Then as I started venturing out, I'd go out a year and then come back and then go 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. But once you start venturing out and seeing the good in the world and the adventures of the world, you start releasing that adventurous avatar within yourself to expand through that. But our human side has us so locked in to staying where we're at, we have a fear of moving out of the world and where we're at. This is something that's quite unique. Human beings have always, I mean always, been nomads. We've always been nomads going around the world. We've always been travelers, but we've now lately we've become stuck in one place, but yet we're still nomads because people get on airplanes, people get on buses. There's people on the move all the time now. But how are you locked into something and afraid to move around the universe? And when you're humanly stuck where you are, you're forever stuck right where you are. And that is what is happening to the world today. We are stuck where we are because everybody says, I'm a spiritual being, have a human experience. Well, you're having more of a human experience than you are a spiritual experience. But your emotions are energy. Everything in your body is energy. Carbon's an energy, hydrogen's an energy, oxygen's an energy, and nitrogen's an energy. So how are you limiting your energies and stopping yourself from moving forward? That is what life is all about, is moving forward. And as you move forward in life, you really expand. And when you can let go of being humanly poverty, because it's our human side of us that lives in poverty. But are we? How is our poverty prosperity? Because you can make prosperity prosperous omnipotence, vividly expanding real time in yesing every facet of your life, or Yahweh, every facet of your life. That's the God eternal fascinating your life. How is poverty prosperity? How is your prosperity actually a fear of losing rather than having more? Everything in life is a positive thing. Fears are my friend, expanding astute revelations, opening out omnipotent peace on the inside me to expand my wisdom to live freely every day. So how are you all, we caught up so much in being human, and how do we let the school system and the corporations and the government and every outside sources that we call human limit the expansion of us human of us enterprising beings? Every one of us has an entrepreneurial spirit, because that's what this country was started on, was entrepreneurial spirits. Now when somebody steps outside, they're called a troublemaker. Well, here's the thing. Everything that's ever happened good in this world, wasn't it started by people, the establishment called troublemakers? A troublemaker, is he a troublemaker or a peace energizer? Or is he the energizing bunny opening out peace? Because it takes a troublemaker to have peace. You know, Osama bin Laden, he wasn't a troublemaker. He was a murderer. George Washington was a peacemaker. So how did we become the peacemakers of the world? Because we had some grit and git, but how did we let the peacemaker and trying to control the world cause this recession and where we're at today? How are we sticking our nose in too many places rather than minding our own business and living here? That's just like your life. You mind your own business and you don't get in so much trouble. God give us two eyes, two ears, two sets of lips, two nostrils, one nose, one mouth, one sexual apparatus, and two cheeks on her butt to keep her mind straight. It's a reminder, one nose, stick that in other people's business, gets you in trouble. Your eyes see what's coming. Your mouth, when it's engaged and your ears are closed, you go from the outhouse to the pen, you go from the penthouse to the outhouse. And the sexual genes in everybody, they get us in trouble, and then when we get in a belligerent way, we become the butt head of the world. So it's keeping your eyes and ears open and smelling and tasting the wealth of life is where life is lived. How do you fear everything you desire more than everything you dislike? Because the more you talk about what you dislike, the more your subliminal landscape thinks that's what's keeping you safe and where you want to live. So how are you letting your humanness really limit your spiritual experience and your enterprising energies? How does it feel to say I'm an enterprising energy, relishing my spiritual savant, philosophizing life my way, galvanizing the gusto I deserve and am worthy to experience today and every day in a picture-perfect way? How are you afraid to experience that? How are you afraid of everything in life? Because everything in life is going to open you up, and you're going to feed your patterns. And the biggest fallacy is change your thought, change your life. You feed your patterns and expand into paradigms. That's what it is. Change your thoughts, change your life sells books. Feed your patterns and expand into your desires. And be willing to step into the challenges of life because they love you. That's where life is lived. And I'm going to be up front with you. There is no easy way. It's about looking at yourself, moving forward, figuring in patterns, and understanding that. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And I'm with Deep Wisdom Publishing. My website's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. Be Wisdom Publishing is www.b-wisdom.com. All Tied Up Production is on Facebook. And Be First Inc. with Tom Ski. Tom can put you in front of about 13 million people instantly. So do you think that would give Be Wisdom Publishing a leg up? And Tom's website is www.b1stinc.com and at www.b-wisdom.com. This is about expanding people and giving people an opportunity to live their desired life. And when you engage who you are, you will expand into that. And that's, and if you got, when you choose to publish a book, call us or email us and we'll have a conversation. We'll answer your questions and give you a free, we'll give you a way to publish your book inexpensively and open you out. But Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is going to expand you through, it's going to feed your paradigms, paradoxes, expand your wisdom, and open you out to living life your way. Because I don't coach from a book. I coach my journey, and I coach what expands me and energizes my life. And that is the difference. And tomorrow night, my guest is Kevin Escape. He's a Houdini. He does escape artist tricks. Wednesday is Cynthia Siegel, And Thursday, I don't have anybody. This is Rob Wilson on the SOP Radio Network, Cowboy Wisdom on the Be Wisdom Network, and on live stream on Be Wisdom TV. And I want to say good night, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.